Hi, this is
Love
intimacy
Talk
because.
Radio.
Hi, this is intimacy because it's more than just sex, and I'm Anita. I was a few seconds late getting my code in, and I sincerely apologize. And tonight's episode is something I think everybody can relate to. Well, you can relate to if you've reached a certain age because either you've done it or someone you know has done it. And tonight's episode is loving an ideal versus a reality. Like, the reason I came up with the show was the idea of going back to an ex. I know it seems like I am just like giving relationship advice, and it's been a while since I've had a relationship, but that idea of going back to an ex is a really interesting concept because you have this idea of an ex, and it's like, it tastes like you're on the heater. The comment, and not just the Fall Out Boy song, but it is. It's like loving that person. You love the idea of him or her, the memories of him or her, the nostalgia. And that's the biggest thing. It's like, it's not real. And don't get me wrong, it whatever happened, happened. But there was this quote in my meditation class that said, memories are. The past is memories and the future is a dream. And you keep on going back to those memories and it's like, not real. It's fun, it's good, but why are you going back? If you'd like to call in because you have a different view, the guest caller number is 213-943-3495. But while I say everybody's done, I don't know if everybody's done it. But it happens. It's like the loneliness, the, oh, I miss him or her, and this song, and it was good. And when you're away from it, it's like, it seems like really good. Like a really good idea. It's like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Or, oh, he was a great kisser. Oh, or her. They were a great kisser, and I miss them. And it's like, do you miss them? Or do you, I mean, what you had? And why do you miss what you had with the person? Not like judging, like fussy, oh, you should do it. That's a human nature thing. People don't want to be in a bad, lonely place. That's your masochist, but that's a whole other show about, you know, at least they get pleasure from it. But most normal people, you don't. But those memories of, they just suck you in, especially when you're lonely and you're scared. And it's like, I know this, and it's comforting and it's good. But the reality is that if it was that good, it would have lasted. It wouldn't have just been like, it's over. You know, they broke up with you or you broke up with them and keep on going back. It's not fun. And then after a while doing that, it takes an emotional toll and stops being fun. And you know, it's like it wastes a non-renewable resource, and that's time. Time is a non, and a lot of people forget that. It's scary, like, to do something like that. To just go back. And don't get me wrong, sometimes it might work. You know, you guys have grown up and matured and developed and live happily ever after. But other times, you're not in love with that person. You're just in love with what they represent. If it's the time, like going back to when you're in your 30s, going back to the guy you dated when you were 16, if like, or the girl you dated, they represent a time that you love, that felt good, and it made you happy. You missed the happiness, but that's not their responsibility. And it's really not fair to them to be in that response, that place, or you having to depend on another person to make you happy. It's not their job. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a good feeling when you make somebody happy, but no. It hurts and it's emotionally stressful and it's a delusion. That person was never meant to last. It was a moment. You'll have moments, good moments, bad moments, moments that make you scream, moments that make you cry, and they have to pass. And if there are any, again, if there are any guests who feel like calling in and they have a totally different opinion because they were one of those lucky people who went back to an ex that, and it worked out and they lived happily ever after and plan on doing the funky chicken at their 50th wedding anniversary, please call in. The number is 213-943-3495. And I can give an idea of living an ideal when it comes to going back to a person or situation. I went back to an ex. Well, actually, and I knew exactly why I did it. I was only in it. I was scared, and it felt good. You know, when we were together, it was good. We made each other happy for that moment, and it went crashing down like a bridge that broke. And I was like, I wasn't meant to go back. It was like I was lonely, and they made me happy, and I was scared. But that wasn't their problem. I should not have done that. And then we tried to make it work, but it wasn't meant to be a forever. It was meant to be a season. Turning a season into a year, it makes you not appreciate that season. It loses value. And I'm off on a tangent. But yeah, I should not be going off on my tangents. I appreciate if you're listening to my tangents and my ranting opinions and the fact that I have 7 minutes and 44 seconds left of it. Everything in romance novels, there's the whole taste like you only sweeter complex. You know, the romanticized, we met at the high school reunion and he was my first kiss. And did you forget about why you broke up? I mean, yeah, they can change. I'm not saying people can't change, but when you go back, you're going back to that person. So you're not just going back to the good stuff of, they remember my favorite food in the refrigerator. You're going back to the snoring, the workaholic times that are just completely like glossed over in this rose-colored two parts of your brain not working insanity. Like, you really forget that stuff. And if you have friends who are around at the time and they try to remind you, it's like, no, he's changed. Like, no, he did not change. He or her, they still have the same problems. You just chose to look over it. And I thank you for the listeners. If you like if any of my listeners, again, want to call in, 213-943-3495. If you have went back, and even if you hadn't worked out with the person, it's like, what was I thinking? And frankly, when you're going back to something like that, the idea of them, it's like, no, you are so much better in my head. Like that friend in my head thing Wendy Williams talks about, yeah, better in your head. A lot better, because you can turn them into anything. The human mind will do that. It will block out the bad. It will magnify the good. Like, it's so great. And I'm saying, because as a straight female, I was like, he was wonderful. And he did this. And he remembered this. And I completely forgot about. And I bring up snoring because when somebody snores so loud, I have to sleep in another room. It's like, why did I get back together with you? And you completely forget, he drank up all the milk in the refrigerator. I didn't like this about him. I didn't like that about him. But the loneliness or the fear of someone new, it's sort of comfortable being with an ex because you know each other. The idea of this person, it's like, I'm with somebody who knows me. They know my quirks. I know their quirks. I don't have to start over again. This is beautiful. This is, I can't even waste a beautiful part because it's really not beautiful. It's just easy. But how easy is it if it's that tiring to where you have to close off a part of your mind to look over the bad. And even when you're in love, I mean, it happens when you're in love. When you're in love, two parts of your brain are not working, which makes me wonder how you can marry somebody and you're in love, enter into a legally binding contract with someone, and you say you're in love and your brain's not working. So it's like, if you're not sane, why are you doing it? I am not knocking marriage by asking, but I am wondering how the courts can do that. But that's a whole, and that'll probably be like topic 100 on the show. But anyway, the idea of a person, it's not the real person. It just is this figment of it's the imaginary person. That the nostalgia and loneliness and comfort have like came together and created and led you to the lead me now lady antebellum calling them up. Oh, I miss you. You don't miss them. You miss having somebody around. That's the whole thing. It's missing someone there, missing comfort, missing a routine. That's not missing what you had, but that's not loving the real person. And when you go back to them, they may not even be that person anymore. Like when they were 16, they were a biker, and now they are a staunch conservative Republican who wears, and nothing wrong with it, Brooks Brothers suits. Like, they're not the real person that was them. That was the memory. But the real person, the reality is they're not that person anymore. And to be honest, you may not be that person anymore. I mean, if you were the 5'6", 16-year-old with long hair, and now you're 40 with short hair and gray hairs, who hates New Kids on the Block now. But when you were 16, you were like, I want to go, like, on tour with them forever. You're not. The reality is you're not that person either. So two dreamers have come together to be something that just, or go back to something that's not, you're no longer, the reality is you're not, or maybe you never were not. And I've got 90 seconds and just rang in my ear, but the reality is no one was, you might not be that person, or you may have never been that person, especially, and it's not real, it's not healthy, it's real, because you may have truly loved them, and you love the memory, but that's all it is. And they keep you warm, and they give you hope, but that's a drug, and you're wanting to go back to a drug. And it ultimately hurts because you're wasting, like I said before, it's more of a non-renewable resource that's changing and stretching out and maybe keeping from somebody who really, a reality of being with somebody who truly loves and cares about you and wants to care about you forever, not just this month, this little summer or year of high school or a few years. And just, you know, let it go. It's hard, it's scary, but it's the healthiest thing to do. And 10 more seconds, according to the teleprompter, and this is intimacy because it's more than just sex. I'm Anita. Thank you for listening to me ramble about relationship issues, and have a good week until next time. Thanks. Bye.